Thank you and good morning. For the past 2 years, county officials have held public meetings to solicit input into the crafting of the fiscal year budget. The meetings were held in each supervisor's district and allowed for public input into the budget process, particularly for spending priorities. On Tuesday, the county administration office announced that others have noted the success of the public budget meetings, and the county was presented with an Outstanding Achievement in Local Government Innovation Award by the Alliance for Innovation. Supervisor Rex Bone said in a statement that we have unique challenges when it comes to engaging our citizens, and by working with our wonderful community partners, we have come up with unique solutions. The Alliance for Innovation chose Humboldt County out of 90 participants for the award. The State Assembly will hear and is expected to pass a bill that would regulate how seafood in the state of California is labeled. State lawmakers want to ensure that when you purchase seafood, you are actually getting the seafood as depicted on the label. Acting on the results of a 2013 study, the State Senate passed SB 1138, which makes it unlawful to sell wholesale or retail any seafood or shellfish without identifying the product by its common name. That 2013 study found that more than half of the seafood sold in the state was mislabeled. In Southern California, more than 80% of all sushi sold was mislabeled. 6 out of 10 restaurants in the Bay Area regularly mislabeled the seafood they sold, and more than a quarter of grocery stores sold mislabeled seafood. The bill now heads to the Assembly for its consideration. There were no fatal traffic collisions on Humboldt County roads over the Memorial Day weekend, and between the CHP and the Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force, 21 drivers were arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. The CHP responded to 13 traffic collisions, arrested 7 drivers for DUI, and reported 1 DUI-related injury. Local law enforcement agencies arrested 14 drivers for DUI, and the numbers were comparable to those in 2013. Dave Silverbrand has a report about the rescue mission.
For the Eureka Rescue Mission, it's been a campaign to make the bad news into good. The Second Street Eureka Mission is where people go when they have nowhere else. And that, admits Executive Director Brian Hall, presents problems. His faith-based group is dealing with people at the low point in their lives.
We put tools in their hands and they learn to work. And they learn to afterward stand back and look at the job done, and they can have a sense of accomplishment, and there's such a reward.
Brian Hall is a recovering addict himself, and he knows the battle his people face.
Many of the people that I deal with think that I've not been there, nor can I relate with what they're going through, and that I have been there. I do know what it's like to be at the bottom of the barrel.
Brian Hall said he understands that the mission has problems because often local people don't understand what the mission is doing, attracting transients or helping them. Hall says his work is an act of faith, and he's not giving up.
Thanks, Dave. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The funding has been secured, and by the end of July, the County of Humboldt will be the new owners of just over 1,000 acres of forest land, acres currently known as the McKay Tract. Last week, Supervisors Rex Bone and Mark Lovelace, along with Public Works Deputy Director Hank Seaman, headed down to Sacramento to voice their support for the purchase. Bone said that despite some initial misgivings, the purchase of the land will be an overall positive for the county at large and the Cut and Ridgewood area in particular.
We will probably close escrow on it at the end of July, and then we'll need to go in and do some evaluations. And we've been doing some evaluations, but clean up any hazards or anything like that. And hopefully late 2014, we can actually open it up to the public when we figure out where people are going to come in and come out.
Bone said that while there are many issues that need to be addressed until the land is completely transformed into a working and community forest, by the end of the year, people should be able to enjoy the space.
The trepidation we face going into this, you know, we're nervous about doing this, but I would be much more nervous if we didn't do it. It would not be fair to our community because this is such a gem, and it borders that growth area of 6,000 peoples of Cut and Ridgewood.
Funding for the purchase was finalized last week after the Wildlife Conservation Board approved $4.5 million for the project. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.